My name is Jillian Smith. I live in St. Louis, Missouri, where I am the director of Deaconess Ann House, a branch of the Episcopal Service Corps. I attend the Episcopal Church of the Holy Communion in University City. So I feel like I've always had a deeply seated need to be original. If I liked a band before they were popular, you'd know about it. But for the life of me, the hymn that called to me for this reflection was about the least original hymn I could think of. Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, hymn 686 in the 1982 hymnal. The Spirit works in mysterious ways, I suppose. But honestly, I'm not surprised. Sim has spoken to me since I was in middle school and has never left me. When I was in youth group, a fellow cellist and I would play this song beside our youth minister. In college, I helped lead this for campers, and it was truly a song of loudest praise in that context. When I was in the Episcopal Service Corps about 5 years ago, my housemates and I all connected with this song. It sort of became the anthem throughout our year. I'll always remember the seven of us sang it together at our closing service in a tiny chapel in Washington, Missouri. Just us, and we all wanted to sing it. So I'm not surprised. There is a deep emotional connection that so many people, myself included, feel to this song. Maybe it's because it transcends denomination with its beautiful lyrics. Streams of mercy never ceasing. Praise the mount, oh, fix me on it, mount of God's unchanging love. That one gets me every time. Unchanging love. Perhaps it's because it speaks to the desert we all find ourselves in sometimes. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Someone who has never lost the desire to search for or know God, but who wanders and strays from the flock, that lyric hits home, and it's nice to be reminded that I'm not alone. A few nights ago, a priest in our diocese led this song on his ukulele at our weekly service at Deaconess Ann House. And you know, no one groaned because the hymn is overplayed. We all just quietly sang in unison, swaying back and forth to the strumming. No matter where you are, what instrument is being used, whether it's at a Sunday service on the organ or piano, at youth group on a cello, at church camp on a mandolin with tons of kids around, in a chapel in the middle of nowhere on a guitar, or at a house in North St. Louis on a ukulele. Come Thou Fount speaks to my heart and to the hearts of a lot of other people. It takes lyrics written centuries ago, places them to a melody we have known and loved across time and denomination, and reminds us that even when we stray, our God gives us a reason to sing. So here's my heart. Oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Thanks to Jillian Smith for this episode. For more, like our Facebook page or visit songsinthedesert.org. We'll see you tomorrow for another song in the desert.